Vision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I was going to say today, you can call me with questions, comments, or complaints, and I called myself with a complaint. Vitamins suck! Vitamins
what?
Suck. That's where we start today's show. What? How's that for a start to the show? Vitamins suck?
What show?
This is the Robert Scott Bell Show!
Robert no, it is. No, no, Robert would never say anything like that. Vitamins suck.
Of course I would. Of course I would. No. Because I, unlike the articles that say vitamins suck, differentiate between the vitamins that actually do suck and those that don't.
Oh, so we're part. I see. Okay. I
we're
feel
parsing dangling participles. Or what's the meaning of the word is, Clinton? By the way, Clinton chimed in on the health care law. So we're going to find out what definitions of words he's using. I'm not sure.
The Reverend Bill Clinton will talk to us about honesty today.
The great Reverend Bill Clinton, yes.
Just what we needed, right, for Bill Clinton.
Right where we go. You can see I've got a little bit more energy today as we start off. I didn't fully sleep as long as I wanted to, but I'm not complaining. You hear me? I'm not complaining. Tom on the board, not complaining. The reality is I'm getting back to it. But still, I just think about all the things that I still got to do. I'm trying to be in the moment. Robert, be in the moment. Okay, I'm back with you now. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Be the moment. We're going to do some new age stuff then at this point. Chant, be the moment. Vitamins. Vitamins don't prevent heart disease or cancer. Experts find. This according to Maggie Fox of NBC News. I thought it was Maggie from The Simpsons at first when I read this, and I think it could be a cartoon vitamin story. But there's not much evidence here. You know, always the first sentence. All right, where are they going with this? There's not much evidence that vitamins can prevent heart disease or cancer. The two leading killers of Americans, experts say. The two leading killers of Americans. Of course, neglecting the third on the list. Drugs. There's plenty of evidence that drugs can kill you. And in the treatment of the so-called number one and two, can kill you even faster. But, of course, this is about propagandizing against the supplement industry and health food stores, trying to warn you about it. And how much do you want to bet that good old Paul Offit, the vaccine P-R-O-F-I-T, is going to make his egghead known in this article? And sure enough, you go down far enough, we'll get to that. But as you read this, there's not much evidence that vitamins can prevent heart disease or cancer. And I open the show and I say vitamins suck. What do I mean by that? Well, it means that these cherry-picked studies, when they do meta-analyses, you can validate them by saying, all right, well, what studies did they pick? What studies did they reject? And you can see that the focal point of these studies were on the studies that you say, hey, look, there wasn't any benefit here. No benefit here. No, in fact, there might have been harm here, here, and here. And there's the rub that they don't want you to be rubbed down with, right? That the wrong vitamins are being studied. When I say wrong vitamins, I mean the vitamins that are synthetic byproducts of coal tar and petrochemical production or residuals. And that, of course, is not what we were meant to eat. So on a level of, let's say, truth-telling here, when I say vitamins suck, I'm talking about specific synthetic foreign-type vitamins that are, I don't know if I could call them even analogs, but they're the kind of things that you would never find in food in that way. you know, it's still, some folks will say that vitamin C ascorbic acid is chemically identical to vitamin C found in plants or fruits or things like that. But there's always a number, maybe I don't know if you can figure out the big number that there would be of cofactors associated with all of these things that they want to isolate, synthesize, and then sell to you and then tell you, well, hey, it didn't work. In fact, it might even be harmful. Now, the findings from this meta-analysis comes from a team at Kaiser Permanente Center for Health Research in where? Portland, Oregon, where you can now smoke weed without fear of being arrested. Now, I wonder
well,
if these
no,
folks...
No, 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 no. That's not quite
not right.
You're
not
thinking of the state above us. That's Washington. You can still get
trouble. No. You didn't read that. In Portland, you can smoke weed.
No.
It has to be on your property.
That's Portland, Maine. Maine.
No, it's not. Is it really?
Yeah.
I was hoping it was coming close to you so you could calm you down during the show.
No.
You've been so angry recently.
Now, listen, I would fully expect something like that to happen in Portland. I could see that happening in Portland, Oregon.
Right.
But this was not a Portland, Oregon. No, I'm sorry.
Dude, we were going to have you do your Health Freedom Express first stop up the road in Portland.
No.
Now that's not going to work.
Yeah, as long as I wasn't on camera. But anyway. That was... Sorry. Portland, Maine.
Just
anyway.
Making our friends up in Portland, we were just near there in New Hampshire last weekend, by the way. So a healthy bed. This is a great quote. A healthy, balanced diet is critical for good health. All right, there's your moment of duh. Okay, that said nothing. A healthy balance, this is where they say, well, a good, healthy balance. What do they, define that for me. Let's get Bill Clinton in here and figure out what that is. The former McDonald's-loving vegan, or is he a current vegan? I don't know what he is anymore. A healthy, balanced diet, critical for good health. And that's probably, by the way, find out if Clinton is still a vegan. Maybe we can, when we get to that story. And that's probably the most important way, probably. You're not sure? The most important way that we get nutrients that are essential from food. Right? That's a no-brainer. Kristen Bibbins-Domingo, a heart disease specialist at UC San Francisco. She was a member of this so-called task force, U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Now, question about where that power was enumerated to the federal government to even have something called a U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. We'll let that go until Thursday when we have scheduled Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. We're going to nullify a lot of things, including the NSA. So stand by for that this Thursday. Great, great lineup there. Let's see. A healthy, balanced diet critical. Now, I'm just going through this article with you so we can assess and understand what it is when you read these headlines. Vitamins not working, maybe problematic. They don't prevent heart disease. They don't prevent cancer. So basically, they reviewed 24.
24.
Like they were with Kiefer Sutherland,
Robert,
was involved in this somehow.
What's the big deal? I think there's been a total of what, maybe 26 studies that have ever been done on vitamins and minerals, isn't it?
Right. actually, there have been thousands.
Oh.
And yet, yeah, exactly. We chose 24 out of 26, and well, that would be something. That would be okay. 24 out of thousands and thousands, and we've decided that they just are not. They're not working.
These 24 tell the truth. The rest of them, nah, never mind.
Now, pay no attention to the thousands of other studies that show benefit.
Right.
Of course, this is and that's why. By the way, I want to reference as well. Next hour already. Christopher Barr, nutritional historian. This is the guy that gets it, as far as I'm concerned, better than anybody, and relates this stuff about real nutritional studies, supplemental studies, vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, especially the trace minerals. That's where we're going to go. But here we go on this 24. Let's cherry pick 24 that says, well, no benefit to cardiovascular disease, cancer, or all-cause mortality. Now, they caveat this. This is to help you read through the lines here. That doesn't mean people don't need the nutrients, right? Because they got to come back on this criticism. It's like, are they actually arguing that vitamins are not good for you? Minerals are
right.
Not good? Well, no, we're not saying that. It's just that a multivitamin not be the best way to get from it. You know, I'm not arguing that. I've never argued that. If we can get it from the food or food-grown source supplements, we've got it. We're on the road to health. But they never differentiate that in their studies, unless you go way back. And Chris Farr reports on that all the time. We'll get to that. He's not a doc. He's better. Now, two clear exceptions, they said. The researchers report in the annals. Did I say that right? Annals. Of
come on.
I'm sorry. Got to make some jokes about this stuff. Here it is, beta-carotene. Super Don, have you ever heard of beta-carotene?
I have. That would be carrots, sir.
Well, you get beta-carotene from carrots, but what you see is that it can raise the risk of lung cancer in smokers. Of course, beta-carotene is never existing in an isolated state in food. It's a comprehensive array of carotenoids and minerals and all together, and they isolate one. They go, oh, I wonder why it's not so good. And then they say vitamin E does no good at all in preventing cancer or heart disease. Remember those studies claiming vitamin E is the devil? Of course, vitamin E made by BASF. You remember that company? BASF, a German company that used to make cassette tapes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a few of those cassettes back in the day.
So they grind up the cassette tapes and turn it into vitamin E and say, well, it doesn't do so good for you, basically.
Not a good plan.
This is the kind of stuff we're dealing with. And then they put it out there, and then where do they got to go? They got to go to Paul Offit, right? Even though they say, well, the benefits of folic acid are so clear that even flour is supplemented with it. Well, if they had left the flour alone and not refined it, they wouldn't have to supplement anything in it. And by the way, folic acid, also the wrong form, but they don't mention that. The folate is what we want. All right, so we go back into the multi-billion-dollar industry. Here's where they're taking a stab at the supplement companies. Think about this. Americans spend an estimated $11.8 billion a year on vitamin and mineral supplements. Now, that number, I believe, is all of the supplements, pretty much. Let me just tell you something. You get one drug, doesn't even have to be a major blockbuster, and it can make three times that. One drug. And we're talking about the entirety of all supplements making maybe a third of a blockbuster drug. One drug. And we're not talking about all the drugs. You follow me how ridiculous this is? We got to be worried about this. $11 billion being spent on all of them combined. So where is the evidence? What does the evidence tell us? Fruits, vegetables, whole grains. Uh-oh. They had me there. But then they went to fat-free and low-fat dairy products.
Oh, man.
May play a role in the... See, evidence is clear. So you're thinking, all right, here's the punchline. Here's the statement. We've got it nailed. Evidence is clear that these things that they mention, including things that are not correct, like fat-free and low-fat, may play a role in the prevention of cancer or cardiovascular disease. So they're not going to commit to fruits, vegetables, and whole grains being good for you. It might. We're not sure. But we are sure that synthetic supplements, and we're not going to say they're synthetic, are not good for you. But that's what you got to do. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll get you some Paul Offit quotes for you at the side of the break and tell you about another heavy metal depleting selenium in your body. Could it be Al Gore or something before it? We're going to find out when we come back. RobertScottBell.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com, GCN. Glad to be here with you. We'll be right back.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Number for you if you're having trouble getting through on the phones today, 877, write it down, toll free, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432, questions, comments, complaints, like vitamins suck. Paul Offit talking about it. Oh man, I don't think that anything I say here is going to make a difference. Well, you're right, it won't, because millions of Americans are going to keep buying them because they know your drugs and vaccines suck. That's what really sucks, you know, if I'm going to say it just right out there. Sorry for all the 10-year-olds, like, if you're, because I know we have 10-year-old listeners, if your mom and dad put dinner on the table and you say, this dinner sucks, you are going to be in so much trouble.
You
so
are
don't
grounded.
Don't do that. But if you tell mom and dad drugs and vaccines suck, then you might get a little treat for, you know, dessert or something. I don't know. So
maybe, just
saying.
Maybe.
All right. So, but the Offit stuff, you've noticed something in here, Super Don, in this next paragraph of how Offit was describing these supplements, and you know, he's really complaining about them, but isn't it similar to how they're describing the drugs, the vaccines?
Well, it is. I mean, listen, this is obviously a promotion for Paul Offit's book. We talked about this when this was coming out, you know, his Do You Believe in Magic, and it's talking about the nonsense of alternative medicine, which, you know, obviously we know where Paul Offit stands. We've been talking about him for years. But in this next paragraph, he's casting his doubt that people in America are going to stop buying vitamins because of these studies or this article that came out. And he makes this comment I thought was rather interesting. He says, they are constantly hearing information from those who market these products that they're good for you, that they boost your immunity, that they reduce stress. He says, many celebrities endorse them, and one cannot imagine how they could hurt you because you need vitamins. You need vitamins to live. And I was thinking, you know what? This is the same thing, though. We could flip this around and say this is the stuff that the pro-vaccine people are saying. You know, a study comes out showing that, hey, this vaccine might not work. This vaccine is bad for you. And what are they out there saying? Oh, well, people are constantly hearing information of those who market these vaccines. You could almost fill in the blank, you know,
right,
that people are marketing. Mm-hmm. Celebrities are endorsing the vaccines, right? You know, people can't imagine how they could hurt you because you need vaccines, right?
Good for the goose, but not for the gander.
I just think it's interesting to switch it around, flip it around, yeah.
You're right. I mean, the thing is, he comes back that vitamin A can cause liver damage if taken in high amounts. Again, isolating these vitamins in this way, not a good idea. We have seen people taking isolated vitamin D products, D3, and it's so much more complex than just D3. You know, these vitamin-type hormone substances, these fats that are normally produced via, what, sunlight exposure or in certain foods, and you do that and isolate it, you can have some problems. So this is the distinction that we need to make here, because it's not made, and this is a propaganda hit piece. For this to get such play, because it appears everywhere, almost the same language all the time, this means that Offit's PR group, whoever's promoting his book, basically bought their way into the media, because it's a big pharma, big vaccine promoting story, even if it doesn't mention them by name. It's trying to discredit those of you who are waking up and saying, hey, you know, I do need to supplement my diet, and we do. We really do, but the question is what kind of supplements, and the support that I get from my sponsors are the kind of things that I would use, and I encourage you to utilize, not synthetic isolates. It's a very big and important distinction here. So here's the clincher on it, and we'll move on if we have time into the heavy metal, the new heavy metal. That's getting some bad news here. Consumers should know that taking vitamins does not offset poor lifestyle choices. Right, so they're worried that people will just do bad things because they're taking vitamins. How about those that continue to do bad things while taking vaccines? No problem there? No issue there? Again, what you said, Superdome. It's only, well, no, our way, that's okay. You can do bad things as long as you take a vaccine. Yeah. See, but many people fool themselves into bartering for self-selected lifestyle factors. Smokers who take vitamins to support heart health, or sun worshippers who take antioxidant vitamins to prevent skin cancer, are only fooling themselves.
But no, are they really?
The folks, no, they're
no,
not. Because
of course they're not. That doesn't make any sense.
No, because you know that smoking, because of the cadmium, among many things, depletes selenium in the body. So what do you say? Don't take selenium if you're a smoker because you're bad because you're smoking, so we don't want you to take anything that might counteract the effects of you doing something that we might say is not good for you? I mean, this is like,
you know,
this is like the end paragraph saying just die, smokers, die. I mean,
it's insane. It's almost like saying if you drive more miles than you should in a car, that if you give it more frequent oil changes, that's not going to benefit the car in any way. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
Don't do it. And, of course, the sun worshipping is appropriate, not to the point of burning your skin, but certainly we know the vital necessity of preventing skin cancer by sun exposure, and they're still under the wrong-headed idea. Again, low-fat and no-fat part of this discussion. Antioxidants, but you don't want to take those when you're dealing with sunshine. This is nonsense. Never mind the fact that good sun exposure can enhance the antioxidant capacity of the body. So there we go. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, and we're almost at a break according to the clock, even though I don't hear. Oh, there it is. Stand by. We'll be right back. Heavy metals after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Anybody been missing the heavy metal?
Wow.
That's Tom on the board.
Heavy metal. All right, so yeah, I got to ask Tom, since you came in with the heavy metal, who was that?
Yes.
It was not
the band yet.
That wasn't yes. What do you have?
I can't pronounce the name of the band because they're from Russia and I don't know how to speak Russian. So
oh.
It's not Kitty Cat Riot, is it?
No, no.
Okay, all right. You can't say that, technically.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's no, right. No, definitely not.
All right, well, heavy metal. Those who want to put in your request for some heavy metal, Tom's on the board, 877-317-6432.
All the time.
Yeah, yes. Why the heavy metal hits? Because, you know, listen, the light bulbs of Al Gore are filled with mercury, right? We've talked about that. But there's another story about light bulbs and problems associated with them. And this relates to another metal that they thought was, well, totally benign, right? It's called tungsten. You ever heard of tungsten? And it's, you know, it's the filament in incandescent light bulbs. Honestly, I don't know. Is they're trying to ban the incandescents if this is now freeing up all the tungsten to be like, hey, kid, come over here. Play with this tungsten. We used to be able to use it in light. Now we can't. You can have some. Right? And so they're finding out that because they're using it in different things, laptops, cell phones, different technologies, it might not be as benign as they once thought. So this is the story from the journal PLOS One, PLOS One. Researchers from the University of Exeter, England, have found that higher levels of tungsten in the body may double a person's risk for stroke. You know, what does that tell you? What should that tell you? Much like, and again, Chris Barr is great on this. He might chime in on this next hour. If you have certain metals in the body accumulating, could be mercury, I mentioned cadmium with smokers, you will deplete the minerals. The minerals will have to be used to bind out. You know, if you want glutathione in the body, you have to have adequate selenium levels. And that is also part of what they call the phase two pathway of liver conjugation elimination. You talk about glutathione production, specifically metallothionines. Right? That's what binds out the bad guys. But if you don't replenish, because if you listen to, you know, Paul Offit and don't supplement because you're freaking out about synthetic vitamin E, which is fine, but you, of course, don't look beyond that and say, are there legitimate food grown or whole food grown supplements that can actually bring these elements into your body so you can bind out the bad guys? Well, that could be problematic if you don't. So don't overreact to these things like, well, we do that. We're paid. Well, we're not paid well to do it, but we're doing it anyway. we you know, we kind of give you some perspective you're not going to get, you know, by these mainstream media myrmidons of the medical mafia. That sounds like I think I'm channeling Ty Bollinger right now.
Myrmidons?
Myrmidons. Go look it up. I don't know. All our 10-year-old listeners, look up Myrmidon, and you can get back to me on that. So listen, we need to look into tungsten some more. If you're having vascular damage, cardiovascular issues, that would indicate to me that you are depleted in selenium. There can be some interplay with the trace mineral known as silicon, which we know is so critical for vascular strength, elasticity, and integrity. If we think Obamacare is going to save us from this new scourge of tungsten toxicity, you might have another thing coming, because Obamacare, with all of the merits, which we have yet to find, with all of the merits of Obamacare, none of the focal point in Obamacare is on detoxifying from heavy metals, which, by the way, do indeed cause disease. In fact, heavy metals, even ionizing radiation. Let's say you've got low levels, background levels rising of ionizing radiation. It doesn't give you cancer overnight. First and foremost, you're going to become immunocompromised, and we're going to see a rise in infectious disease. You know, if you look at what happened, I was talking to Liam earlier today, Super Don. We were talking about Fukushima because there's some, you know, really scary stuff going on right now as they're trying to remedy this thing.
Right.
We look at the die-off. Okay, one, the starfish, we saw that. But further down off the coast of Central America, evidently the mass die-off of sea turtles. And some, you know, dogs that are eating the sea turtles that rush up onto the, you know, that wash up onto the shore, they eat the sea turtles and they die instantly. So it's not like they get an infection later. I mean, it's like instant. So that means there are serious toxoids or toxins in the sea turtle. Now, you would say that the sea turtle probably died of an infectious disease if it's associated with perhaps the red tides that they say. But then again, they've never seen a die-off on this scale with the red tides. So what else is going on? Could it be that there's a super bug in the water, or could it be that there's ionizing radiation in the Pacific that is suppressing immunity and giving rise to an infection that is deadly, including the toxoids associated with whatever infection? Then you see a mammal on land, eat it, and die instantly. I didn't plan to talk about this today, but I want you to get this perspective, because then again, we come back to the vitamin garbage, you know, article, and you don't understand, if you don't have enough selenium to counteract and different minerals to counteract the poisons that you might be encountering due to what? Increased levels of radiation released from Fukushima, particularly on the west coast of the United States and North America and Vancouver, Canada as well. So this is a very bit, real big issue, and Obamacare does nothing to address any of it. And we've got so many Obamacare stories today, I don't know where to begin even. You know, we could start with Clinton saying, hey, Obama, you should keep your promise about letting people keep their health care or their health coverage.
Well, you know, like I said at the beginning of the hour, what an ironic thing for Bill Clinton to come out talking about how Obama ought to, you know, be honest and have some integrity and you know, mm-hmm. you know, fulfill his promise that he made. And, you know, let's have some honest, you know, speech and dialogue here. You know, this is the guy. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
No, that's not what he said. That is not what he said.
No, no, no.
But,
well, it depends on what the meaning of is.
No, but he said, I did not give supplements to that woman.
Is that what he said?
Do you remember that?
Oh, I see.
No supplements.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So you just got to remember it the way I remember it. But, okay, carry on. My apologies. Go.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It's just, you know, we don't have to spend a lot of time on this because it's just ridiculous. We don't need Bill Clinton out there preaching about how people should be honest and tell the truth. This guy has got the biggest black eye, even though it didn't stick. Even though he is still the guy that everybody thinks is the best thing since sliced GMO bread, he is not the person you would think you'd want to call and talk about honesty. And just because you asked, Bill Clinton has been caught cheating on his vegan diet.
Oh, no, not Bill. Say it ain't so, Bill. Really?
It is. What? Yes, it is true.
Is he cheating with Mickey D's again?
Not with Mickey D's. Now, I found this actually over on the New York Daily News. And he occasionally indulges in salmon and omelets, apparently.
Salmon and omelets.
Yeah.
All right, so he's going for the omega-3 rich foods. Don't know much about the eggs he's choosing. But he's going for a little variety. Okay, well, listen, I'm not going to complain too much about that. But, you know, I'll hazard a guess that if Bill Clinton ran for president in the next cycle, he'd probably win. People are going, you know, what we've had since then, we could do worse. You know, send him some more Monicas, keep him occupied, and leave us alone.
Well, anyway, so I just thought I'd throw that. Just like I said, ask and ye shall receive. So anyway,
thank you. I appreciate that update.
Yeah, you know, the other story I thought was rather humorous is, you know, we've been talking about the healthcare.gov, right?
Gov.
I mean, this thing is just a complete train wreck. I hate to use that because everybody's been using that term, but it's true. I mean, they had how long? How long did they have to put this website together? Three years or so.
You know, four years,
something like that.
Maybe the budget wasn't big enough.
I don't know, but listen.
$600 million? Come on.
This is a bit embarrassing for the Obama administration. Three guys. Okay, three 20-year-old programmers in San Francisco, they built a website to accomplish what healthcare.gov is supposed to do. You know how long it took them to build it? 3 days.
Rome wasn't built in a day, but this website, they built it in three. With how
three
much
days.
Money? Did they get any government grants?
Let me see how many grants. No grants.
No grants?
See now, how many taxes? No, they didn't get any tax money. They did it themselves.
The Health Sherpa. That's cute. The Health Sherpa.
Yes.
Not affiliated with any lobby, trade group, or governmental agency. Has no political agenda. They put a bare-bones site together that actually works in 3 days. Three guys.
Three days.
Hello, Kathleen Sebelius. Hello, Barack Obama. Is there any other argument that we need to make to say that big government... to say it's not efficient is like the understatement of the history of the universe... But really, $600 million, and thing is, what is this redo of the site going to cost? Another $600 million? These are payoffs. These are literally, who's friends with the emperor? You get the cash. You get the stash. And, you know, word is that this was an old schoolmate chum of Michelle Obama. Is that her name, Michelle Obama? And she... You know, she said, hey, my friend from college, she can do it. She can't do it. No one can. Give her 600 mil, see what happens. And look what three guys in 3 days could do. Ben Swan covered this as well. There's an article at benswan.com on it, too, plus the CNN. Yep. So this is for real. This is legitimate. This is not an onion story. What
it
else
is.
We got? Website?
Well,
you know, going back to Oregon on the coverage.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Oregon. the coverage, because, you know, you tried to sign up, and evidently it didn't work. But again, you're not alone in this. The Cover Oregon is leaving Oregonians uncovered. Has anybody been enrolled in this thing? Anybody? Bueller?
That
anybody?
Would be
anybody?
That would be zero. Zero people have been successfully. Not a single Oregonian has been able to enroll in the program yet.
But if we only had more money, right? Get the Federal Reserve on the line. Print some more cash for Oregon. There's something going on here. It's obviously that it's not funded well enough. And maybe it's because they haven't approved the use of cannabis in Portland like I thought. It's Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon.
That could
be another issue here.
Not yet. No. But listen, I mean, this is happening across the country because I believe countrywide, all the states are having these problems. And so far, they've hit only 3% of their target at this point.
3%. Well, that 3%. Was, well, that's above their goal of 80%. What was their goal? We hope somebody.
It was a lot more than 3%. That's for sure.
Yeah, we'll be happy if one person gets signed up in Oregon. Are we at the break already? What is going on?
I gotta run. I gotta run and use the bathroom. Is that okay?
Yeah, but make sure you use a special, scientifically investigated, peer-reviewed backsplash. Hey, boys out there, if you get 10-year-old boys, you got to learn how to, you know, use that thing. We're going to talk about that. There's some science behind, yeah, you know it. It's called peeing. Yeah, I said it.
Yay.
Okay? I said it. We'll be right back. The Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Yesterday, right? You emotional women, if you would just calm down, everything would be fine and marriages would say, yeah, Brenda, men have no responsibility, right? We're going to get into the responsibility of men, but first, just a follow-up to the Obamacare discussion and the heavy metals prior to it. Science acknowledges, legitimate, peer-reviewed science, you're not, you got heavy metals in the body, you're immunocompromised. You are minerally deficient. You are more susceptible to infections and cancers and other chronic diseases, yet nothing, I say this, did I say nothing? I said nothing in Obamacare addresses the detoxification necessary to bring Americans back to health. It's all about drug deficiency diseases that don't exist. They are covered. Detoxification, not. Now, if I am not clear, call me up. The phone number today is a little different to get through here. 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. Now, payback for the men. Remember yesterday we said women have to be not so emotional. They just need to calm down. And, you know, it's like, right, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Is that ridiculous or not? Okay, there are times, yes, where you can get a little emotional. It doesn't help. But take a breather. But now you got the men, because we gotta potty train you men. You have not grown up. And in fact, it's so bad that there is a major university in Utah that has a specific, I don't know, is it a subsector school? What is this, Super Don, for fluid dynamics to find out how men are peeing into potties?
It is the Splash Lab at Brigham Young University, and this is a particular field that they're investigating called urinal dynamics.
Urinal dynamics, UD. This is not the kind of splash lab I want to be splashing around in.
Believe it or not, I had to look this up because I could not believe. But listen, this particular field that they cover has to do with the you know, fluids and how they, you know, react and, you know, different, all kinds of different things. It's not just about toilets, but they happen to be looking into urinal dynamics, and apparently they're finding that men who stand up to relieve themselves are creating a mess. So, I mean, listen, I mean, moms, wives, stuff out there right now are going, finally, thank you, right?
Yes.
And it appears that what these guys are doing is they're trying to, I don't know, it almost seems like they're trying to encourage men to sit when they pee.
Oh, the great equalizer. The ladies are striking back. Men, no, you don't get to just stand up and go wherever you want. You got to...
Listen, they do have some advice, so you're okay. Men, first, when you have to relieve yourself, aim for a vertical surface rather than a horizontal one and keep away from the water bowl, okay? Secondly, get close enough that the stream remains a stream rather than breaking up into droplets. And third, aim at an angle to the urinal, either by aiming sideways or downward.
So
this is the advice from...
All of the men that like to aim from across the room, that's not the way to do it. The first thing, get close.
Listen, I can understand aiming downward, but I'm trying to figure out aiming sideways?
I don't know. Do you have to put Velcro on the bottom of your feet to stamp? I don't understand.
But believe me,
ladies out there, I have a teenager. I have a son, so I know. This is like you have to train them well into their teen years. Son, you see that bowl there? Yeah, try to get in. Yeah, make it in that thing. So maybe it's not so bad that Brigham Young University has a special school for fluid dynamics in the realm of urination.
Well, listen, I mean, it's important. They're just trying to help us guys have, good technique when using the urinal. And, why not?
Do they say anything about timing it out to 21 seconds?
I didn't see anything about timing. No, this was simply about overspray and backsplash and all this stuff.
I see that it mentioned Ty Bollinger and his world record 90-something second one, so that's interesting. But we'll ask Ty about that tomorrow. No, never mind.
Yeah, we'll let him respond to that. Yep.
Right. We got a great, great hour coming up. Christopher Barr, he's not a doc, he's better. He's a nutritional historian. If you wondered why, and I know you have, why did the FDA suddenly ban trans fat? Or did they? What is really behind that? No one else is reporting on this story. Chris has written about it. We've got the article linked in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. You're hearing it through naturalnewsradio.com, GCNY, all of our affiliates around the country and around the world, in UK, Australia, etc. We're glad you are here. Tell your friends this is the place. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.